If you thought sea level rise was the greatest immediate threat to Florida's future, you may want to think again. There's growing concern that the perception of the sea level rise threat by insurers, banks, and investors might submerge Florida's future before rising seas do.
Once risk-based assessments takes hold, it sends a message to the world that this place is too risky.
Wayne Pathman is chair of the City of Miami's Sea Level Rise Committee. At a meeting in Little Havana last night, he spoke about what might happen as insurers include sea level rise in their assessments of risk. Prices, he says, could double. Pathman says by taking action, communities may be able to keep high insurance costs from driving away investors.
If you think back to 1992 when we had Hurricane Andrew, it devastated our, a portion of our community, and insurance rates were going to skyrocket. But the then South Florida Building Code was changed, and insurance did not skyrocket like it has in other parts of the country.
But Pathman says time to make changes is running out. At an insurance industry conference in Miami last week, experts said the move to risk-based insurance assessment may happen in the next 2 or 3 years. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.